The Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations has resolved to make employment creation the number one agenda of the ministry. The ministry is therefore focusing on self-employment as means to reduce the unemployment rate. The Director General of MDPI of the ministry, Dr. Shaibu Gariba, announced this on GTV's Current Affairs programme Talking Point. He said public sector employment cannot grow, hence the ministry's quest to focus attention on the informal sector. He said the ministry will support SMEs to grow in order to create more jobs. Dr. Gariba said governments will focus on the private sector in the development agenda and SMEs will play a key role. He added that there are support systems by the ministry to help SMEs and asked them to take advantage of it. He advised that businesses should form networks and share information.
The interesting thing about SMEs is that because they are small, flexible, they are able to mobilize funds, idle funds in the system that otherwise would not be used for anything, and invest them. So this is a service they are playing. And in fact, one of the interesting things is that the government is focused on involving the private sector in our development plans. And SMEs is going to be one of the areas that government can participate with the private sector. If you are into business, networking is very important. Being part of the broader or the bigger body is important. If you are not a member of AGI or you are not a member of GEA, you may not have access to some critical information that others will.
The executive director of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Chumakwabwa, asked businesses to be proactive to survive the competitive business environment.
Indeed, those who take advantage of it, those who are proactive, are the ones who will get the opportunity. If you hear such information and you sit down and you don't ask, you don't participate in such meetings, definitely the opportunities will not come to you. So we always urge our enterprises that the best way to survive in the competitive environment is to be proactive, looking for information. We are in the information age. You can go to the website of AGI, you can go to the website of all these other business associations that we mentioned here, ILO itself, the coordinating office in Ghana. There's so much information out there. And when you have doubts, ask. Our office and doors are always open to enterprises. So really, we don't pick and choose. We spread the information. And those who are active and proactive and take advantage of opportunities of this nature, they are the ones who benefit.
The National Projects Manager at the ILO for the SCORE Project, Kwamina Muisiando, spoke about a program by ILO to support SMEs. He said the major objective of the SCORE program is to create employment for the citizens.
SCORE simply means Sustaining Competitive and Responsible Enterprise. And it's a program developed by ILO within the last 15 years. Interestingly, it started in Ghana as WISE program, Work Improvement in Small Enterprises. And I can mention some few companies that were started with Gomod, Pasinko, and other companies, about 10 of them. ILO started the experimental with them. The whole idea is that ILO is into the world of work and helps member nations of the UN, who are also members of the ILO, to develop employment for their people, because, you know, employment is key. And especially these days, youth employment has become a major issue in the world of work. So ILO always finds a means to assist countries to develop employment for its citizens. So they started with the WISE, experimented it in Ghana, it was successful in other countries. Then they upgraded it into FIP, Factory Improvement Program, in India and China and Bangladesh, and it was also very successful. So they put all the knowledge together and brought it to a higher level called SCORE, Sustaining Competitive and Responsible Enterprise.
You have the National Projects Manager of the SCORE Project, Kwamina Amuisi Ando.